Amen. Thank you for that good singing. Look in your Bibles, the book of Romans today, Romans chapter number 12. And I thank the Lord for His goodness. I'm glad I can see it being the Calvary. Amen. By the eye of feet. And I'm thankful for that. And I bless His good name today. Romans chapter number 12. And I'm going to read some familiar verses. You're well able to stand this morning. Romans chapter 12. I'll begin reading verse number 1. Now let me say this, and I'm not being ugly about this, but hear me this morning. Most pastors do not enjoy the month of December trying to preach at church. You say, why is that? Because everybody's mind's on everything but church. And so you can help me this month by just coming in to worship the Lord. Amen. Sugar plums and candy canes dancing your head, just push it to the side and get your mind on Him. Amen. And let's worship the Lord together. I know you're running. You could see my calendar back there in the office. It's a nonstop rat race to the end. Amen. Just as it is with you. But when we come in here, let's do our best to set everything else aside. Forget about the cares of life for just a little while and just get a good look at Him, hear what He's got to say to us in His precious Word. Amen. You pray the Lord enable us this morning to preach as He directs us today. Romans chapter 12, beginning in verse number 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you today for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, as I stand here today before this congregation, I beg in that name which is above every name, in the name of Jesus, help me to preach as a dying man to a dying people. I pray you give me unction of the Holy Ghost. I beg you to remove anything that is not Christ honoring, that which would distract our hearts. Hearts and minds. I remove it as far as the east is from the west. I pray, Lord, for that soul that's lost. Right here today, their soul is in the balance. Lord, except they repent and be saved, it's an eternity in the lake of fire. Oh, God, draw them, may they get saved. I pray for us as your people. Give us a hearing ear and a receptive heart. I pray, touch us and change us. Direct us and help us. I need you this morning, oh Lord, and may you be glorified. Set a guard about my heart, my mouth, and my mind. Give me holy boldness to preach what you said in your word, and everything you do will praise you and will thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. The Bible says again in verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I'm going to preach this morning, God helping me, just a few minutes on this subject of a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. There's five things that I want to look at and give to you this morning, and I'll be done. First of all, in verse 1, we see the plea for a living sacrifice. The Bible said, Paul speaking and writing to the church of Rome and writing to us today, he said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Hey, we find Paul's making a plea to those today to be a living sacrifice. Now, understand this. The Lord wants you as a living sacrifice, not as a dead sacrifice. I've heard for years, in the 36 I've been saved, I've heard many times someone say, I'd die for the Lord. I'd go to prison for the Lord. Well, can I say that may come to it one of these days, but that ain't what God's after. He wants you and I to be a living sacrifice. That word living naturally means among the living, but it also means not lifeless.
Amen. I've met some Christians who are breathing in their body but are lifeless in the things of God. Hey, he just said to us to be a living sacrifice. Can I say this as a plea to the saints? For he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren. He is preaching and saying to you and I who are saved at this very moment to give our bodies a living sacrifice unto God. Now, hear me right here. He ain't writing the lost people. These verses have nothing to do with somebody that has not accepted Christ. Amen. But it has everything to do with you and I who are saved. If you're lost this morning, I'm going to say something. You could try to serve God. You could try to do something for God, but it'll be to no avail. You'll still die in your sin. Lift your eyes in hell. I've been in torment. Except a man be born again. Hey, sinner, you got to be saved. Your service for God is of no avail until you get saved. Amen. Hey, what a sad life it'd be. Live your life saying for the Lord, trying to do something for the Lord and be lost. Amen. Hey, there's going to be a lot of folk on judgment day that's in that shape. Being a church member is not good enough. Amen. Being a good neighbor is not good enough. But a person's got to be saved. And so we find how the Bible is speaking. I beseech you therefore, brethren. Hey, I'm glad for the people of God. I'm going to tell you this, hear me good. I love the brothers and sisters in the Lord. I'm thankful to be a part of the family of God. Hey, some folk act like they hate church. I love it. There's something about gathering with the brethren. Amen. Hey, I enjoy your fellowship. I enjoy worshiping God together. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a responsibility as the saints of God have to present our bodies a living sacrifice. Oh, we see the plea is to the saints. And may I say also, it's a plea to service. Now, hear me well. I don't know how wound up I'm getting, but I am preaching until I'm done. Amen. If you're in a hurry, you're in trouble today. Amen. Because we're not only saved from hell, but we are saved to serve the Lord. We're not peddling fire insurance at Gateway. Amen. Nobody in the right mind wants to go to hell. Hello? Nobody in the right mind wants to go to hell. But friend, it's more than just missing hell. Getting saved makes you a candidate to serve the Lord. God saved us to have fellowship with Him and to serve Him in this world until He takes us home. Amen. It's a plea to the saints. It's a plea to service. Let me say, not only we see the plea for a living sacrifice, but secondly, there's the presentation of a living sacrifice. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Hey, there is the presenting of this living sacrifice. Now the word present here means to place at one's disposal. Now think about that just a minute. You're saying, Lord, I'm yours to do with as you please. You're not presenting yourself to God if you're saying, now, Lord, I'll serve you if. I'll do anything but. Hello? This thing of serving God is not about your will as far as what you're wanting to plan for your life. But this thing of being a living sacrifice is presenting ourselves to Him and say, Lord, I'm yours to do with as you please. To place at one's disposal, or also it means to bring to. Can I say, after I got saved, there's a place in my life. Now, when I got saved, I gave Him everything I knew at that moment. Now, there's a crowd that accused me of preaching lordship salvation. I'm not real sure what they mean by that, but I will say this. To get saved, He becomes Lord and Savior. Amen. You're not, hey, Hey, listen to me. This thing of getting saved is a lot more than you just calling on the Lord. Are you hearing me? That repentance is a big thing. It's a turning from sin and self and a turning to Christ and Him only. You'll not get saved hanging on to anything of this world. Amen. Now listen, it may get rocky while I preach this morning, but it's Bible. Amen. You get saved, you'll have to let go of your sin. He don't save in sin, Brother Bill. He saves from sin. Amen. So as much as I know, the moment I got saved, I gave Him my life. But since I've been saved, I found out there's areas of my life He really wants more of. Amen. There was a time as a teenage boy, fresh and anew, I said, Lord, here I am. Sink or swim, live or die, I'm giving You what I have. I'm giving You my life. I'm giving You everything about me. Hey, I promise you this. I don't know how to run my life. I don't know how to run your life. But I know God does. What He does well and He does good. Amen. Hey, we're to present ourselves. Now, it is to place at one's disposal, to bring to. Now, He's very specific in this verse of who is presenting here. He said that ye present your bodies. Now, understand He's talking to Christians like we said a moment ago. Now, I want to help you something. There's some folk say, well, I don't understand the these and the thous and yees. That's why I don't like King James Bible. You're missing the whole point. That word thee, can I give you an example in John 3 where He said to Nicodemus, marvel not that I said unto thee. Thee is one person. So He said, now, Nicodemus, I'm talking to you. Marvel not that I said unto thee. And then He said this, ye must be born again. The word ye means He's talking to more than one person. He is saying, Nicodemus, you've got to be saved and everybody else. Amen. So when He says ye here, it ain't just one Christian. It's not just the preachers. It's not just the deacons. It's not just Sunday school teachers. It's not just mom and dad. But it's every born again child of God. We are to present our bodies a living sacrifice to Him. Everybody. No exceptions. Now I could get rough right there. I could camp. Because it bothers me that people want to think everything's to all other people but them. But I got news for you. That book right there is to you too. Amen. Whether you like it, whether you'll submit to it, don't matter. It's to you. You name the name of Christ, He's preaching to you. Hey, I'm not preaching to your neighbor. I'm not preaching to them that's not here. I am preaching to you. Amen. Every person, every pew, from the floor to the balcony, this message is for every child of God. He said that ye, you who are saved, present your body. What do we present? Our bodies. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 13, we're very well told that the body is for the Lord and the Lord is for the body. Hello. Your body ain't yours if you're saved. You hear me? 1 Corinthians 6, 19, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you and your, which you have of God, and you're not your own. For you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God. Where and how? In your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Hey, I'm presenting what don't belong to me, really. I want that to sink in with you. You don't have no rights. Hello? If you're saved, you don't belong to yourself no more. He bought you. Are you hearing me? I want to tell you something. I'm in the process of buying a home. My name's on the deed. I'm paying the bill. If I come home and my kids won't let me in my house, I'll be gentle the first knock. After that, I'm getting in. Amen? Are you here? Why? It's mine. It's not theirs. They have the privilege of living there. That's why I don't pay allowances to my children. They are getting the privilege to live in my house and eat my food. Amen. Now, you can give them lunch you want to. That's your business, but I figure I'm keeping them up pretty good. Amen. Ain't none of them look poor, I'll tell you that much. Are you here? What? It belongs to me. But my body don't belong to me. It belongs to the Lord that bought it. He shed every drop of his blood for me and for you. Amen. We are bought with that price. Our body belongs to him. We're presented to him what really is his. But we are to present it. Amen. Hey, we find that, and I want you to listen to something. This presenting is an act of the will. Okay? If you present your body, Lord, it is that your will has chose to do. I mean, if you're really doing it. Now, you could come to an altar this morning and go through the outward appearance of doing this and even stand up and say, this morning I have given myself wholly to the Lord. Well, reality will set in a day or two, whether you really done it. Because if your will didn't yield to that, you'll never present yourself. Amen. You see, I want you to hear something real quickly, and I'm going to keep moving on, but I want you to hear something. This saying of presenting ourselves, John Phillips made an interesting statement about this. I wrote it down because it won't forget it. He said this, God does not compel or coerce the believer into presenting his body. He does not corral him and bridle him like a horse and force him to obey. That's true. God won't make you present yourself. God won't make you live for him. Hello? That's right. He wants you to do it from your heart willingly. God didn't make you a robot. God didn't make a clone out of you. You're in a body that has a will. You'll do as you want to do. I'm going to tell you something. Now, I'm not being ugly. You're going to do whatever you want to anyhow. So I'm just going to preach them, show up, I'm going to do something to God. Everybody else, that's all I know to tell you. Because I can't make you do nothing. People come at me and tell me, what are you going to do? What do you mean, what am I going to do? Hello? Can anybody really make you do anything? Not from your heart. You're going to do whatever you please. Amen. Hey, I know this ain't sitting with some of you, but that's okay. It's still the Bible. Amen. You get mad, you're going to get mad at this book. Because he said for us to present. That's an act of the will. Amen. But from our heart, we must present our life to him. Hey, I want him to have all of me. I really do. I done seen what I can do. It ain't impressive. And I see what you can do. It's not impressive. But if we give ourselves wholly to the Lord, hey, no telling what all he'll do. Amen. He can do things through your life that you don't even realize is even possible this morning. It is us presenting ourselves to the Lord. So we see the plea and we see the presenting. But number three in verses 1 and 2, I see the purity of a living sacrifice. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. We see now that we're presenting, he says, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. It may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Can I say two things about this purity of a living sacrifice? One, purity is required. It ain't a suggestion. It's required. A lot of folk act like listen to me, that you just serve God any old way you want to. Just like folk think you just go to church any old way you want to. Where do you get that? God here has got a requirement. He said this living sacrifice, first he said it's required. It's got to be holy. Amen. That word holy means sacred and pure, morally blameless. Somebody said, we can't be blameless. We can't be perfect. Our problem is we're not even trying. That's the problem. We're not even trying. We're wanting to use our flesh just as an excuse. Well, I can't. Well, the Spirit of God lives in you. He's the one who can enable you. He's the one that'll give you power in living a holy life. Amen. Hey, I know that I can't live just any old way. I promise you this, I never walked the pulpit without first saying, God, cleanse me from all sin. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you today that God's requirement of this living sacrifice is to be pure. It's to be a holy sacrifice. You say, well, I'm just going to quit. No. It ain't you. Hey, it's you saying, Lord, I need you. You see, the Spirit-filled life is this, us yielding to the Spirit of God, which is being filled with the Spirit. And then we are to walk in the Spirit. What's that mean, preacher? Letting Him guide us and allowing Him to control us. Amen. If you'll yield yourself to Him, He will enable you to be a holy, living sacrifice. Not only required to be holy, but He said acceptable. Hey, holy, acceptable, not to men, but unto God. That word acceptable means fully agreeable, well-pleasing. Now, I will say this, and I mean this in kindness, because I'm not mad at nobody, and I'm not arrogant in my preaching, but I am not here to please you. I'm here to please the Lord. And if the Lord is pleased with me and what He wants me to do, I'm fine. You may not be pleased, but I'm not pleasing you. Because see, I could be pleasing you and do the wrong thing. Because everybody in here has got a different opinion about what we need to do and not do and all that. But if I'm wanting to be acceptable to Him, I want to be well pleased to Him, fully agreeable with Him, is what He says. Amen. If this Bible has given me what I need, and it has, then I need to yield to it, and I need to live my life to be pleasing to the Lord. You see, I want to tell y'all something. Look up here. Not praying yet. Look at me. Amen. If we live to please those around us, all right, I've seen it before. I've seen preachers that have standards and they preach, and people want to please the preacher, that they do all they're doing because of the preacher, and if something happens to the preacher, they go back. You hear me? And that's wrong. You better be interested in pleasing the Lord. Amen. I want to be a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Amen. You see, I'm not a puppet, I'm the pastor. Amen. I'm not pleasing you, I'm pleasing God. Hey, preachers, you need to please the Lord because you're not always going to please the people. Sunday school teacher, please the Lord. You can't please all the people. Hey, we must live our life yielded to Him, pleasing to Him. Amen. Hey, then he goes on verse 2. He said, no, we're to be a holy and acceptable unto God. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What about that? Be not conformed to this world. That word conform there means to put on the form, fashion, or appearance of another. In habit, manner, dress, or style of living. Amen. Hey, he said we're not be conformed to this world. See, that's the number one problem in the church world today, is conformity to this world. If I preached according to this world, I wouldn't be preaching nothing. That's right. But if I'm going to preach the Bible, I've got to preach it all. Amen. Hey, we can't conform to the word. We got to be transformed by renewing our mind. Amen. Hey, to be fashioned after the world's wrong, but to be transformed is right. That means to change into another form, put on another form, change from the form of this world. We're to be more like Jesus. That needs to be our goal. Now, everybody ain't going to think that anybody... Now, listen, you start doing that and people are going to say you're a legalist. They're going to say you think you're better than everybody else. You've got to learn to deal with that. Okay? I've been hearing that my whole Christian life, and particularly in my preaching life. I get preaching like this and folk get upset and everything. But I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. This is right. God said this. God meant this. He don't want you living like the world, acting like the world. He wants you more like Him. Amen. Oh, He said by the renewing of your mind, that's changing into a new view and feelings. You see, you got to realize you need to look through the eyes of the Lord. Amen. See, looking through the eyes of flesh will get you in big trouble. Because your flesh is not going to see anything wrong with anything. Amen. Oh, hey, purity is required of this living sacrifice. But let me say this, purity is reasonable. Did you know what verse 1 ended up with? He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That word reasonable means rational and logical. In other words, it's nothing, it's not irrational. It's not to the place that he's asking more of you than he ought to. Because he's not. It's reasonable. Everything God's had me do in my Christian life has been reasonable. I ain't saying the flesh liked all of it. You hear me? But it is real. Why? He owns me. That makes it reasonable. Amen. Hey, we're living in a world. We live in a world where the world pulls at our flesh, and we ain't careful, we'll yield to that pull. So we got to understand that what God's asking us is real, because the devil's going to say, you know, he ought not ask that of you. That ought not be required of you. But I'm going to say something. He's God. He can require anything he wants. Amen. See, that's what I'm saying. Salvation is more than you just wanting to miss hell. You hear me? It's him becoming the Lord and Savior of your life. Amen. Hey, we find that the purity of a living sacrifice. Then let me say number 4, there's the purpose of a living sacrifice. There in verse 2 it says this, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by renewing your mind. You may be able to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The will of God is the purpose of us being a living sacrifice. I'm doing what I'm doing. Hear me now. I'm doing what I'm doing this morning because it's the will of God. Amen. I pastor because it's the will of God. I'm preaching because it's the will of God. I'm preaching this message because it's the will of God. Amen. Hey, I want you to know something. Being in the will of God is the most important place you're ever going to be in. And the worst place to be is out of the will of God. Amen. You get to be open game with this world out of the will of God. The safest place you'll ever live, smack dab in the middle of God's will. I do. I'd rather be in the will of God than anything else. I get asked all the time, man, because I've pastored, I've been evangelist. I get all the time, which do you like more, being an evangelist or being a pastor? I like the will of God. Because that's the only place you can't be happy. I mean truly happy, is in the will of God. So whatever he wants, that's what I want to do. Amen. Hey, there is the now. Here's as we think about personal of a living sacrifice. It's doing the will of God. Let me say two things about the will of God. And you hear me? Number one, we need to accept God's will. Now that ain't easy. That ain't always easy. When God tells you to sell everything you got and go into full-time work for Him, I'm gonna tell you that's rough on the flesh. When you begin collecting everything you have collected in your life, now hear me here. Hear me. Hey, I ain't preaching out of a book. I'm preaching from experience. When you begin gathering up everything you have collected in your life and God says you're going on the road and you've got to put everything you have held dear into a storage unit, or you begin to find out the storage unit ain't big enough and it's crunch time, what's going to the landfill? And you'll find a lot of things you held dear gone. Now that's rough on the flesh, but when you accept the will of God, whatever God's will is for you, that's what you better accept. You better do it. Amen. God wants to get glory through your life, and He's got a perfect plan for you, and that plan's in His will. Amen. Not only we need to accept God's will, let me say this, we need to accomplish God's will. Get at it till God says that's it. Amen. And I will say this, I believe serving God till we get out of this world. Amen. That's right. I mean staying that where God wants us to be in our life till the trumpet sounds. Amen. Hey, we need to accept, we need to come. Then let me say this and I'm done. I look at the problem of a living sacrifice. The problem. You say, preacher, what in the world's the problem of the living sacrifice? Everybody look at me. This is deep. You got to hang on. You ready? The problem with it, a living sacrifice keeps crawling off the altar. Amen. You still breathing, moving? You still got a will. Every day, you got to present yourself to God. Say, God, I'm yours today. Here I am. Use me as you want. I want to please you. I want to bring glory to you. That's what you've got to do. Because your old carcass is going to keep crawling off that altar. I'm saying that for these young Christians. When I was a younger Christian and I got growing, the Lord began reading some stuff, and got especially about the spirit feel like stuff like that. Man, I got my head. There's going to be a place I'll get old enough or I'll learn enough Bible verses that I'll quit having a problem with my flesh. Boys, was that a rude awakening? I found out I'm still 36 years later fighting with me. Fighting with me. Every day. Hey, I'm going to tell you, sometimes the way gets tough. But I just bring my old carcass back to the altar of God and say, God, here I am. I sure can't fix all this. It's a mess, and I know it is, but God, I'm yours anyhow. Use me. You've got to do it every day. Every day, you've got to present yourself to God. Say, Lord, here I am, lock, stock, and barrel. Whatever you want, it's yours. I want you to be pleased in my life. I want to bring glory to you through my life. Oh, friend, I promise you this. Again, being where God wants you as that living sacrifice is the greatest blessing, greatest place you could ever be. I thank God for it today. Father, take the message, use it for thy honor and thy glory. I love you, Lord. Thank you for first loving me. Take the message. May the people respond properly. May they respond willfully. Respond from the depths of their heart to your word today. And everything you do, we thank you and give you glory. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Heads bowed and eyes closed just a moment. I've preached to you the word of God. I wonder, is there anybody here today who would be honest with themselves before the Lord and say, preach, I'm lost. I'm lost and I know it. Please remember me in prayer. Anybody in the building, preach, I know I need to be saved. Pray for me. I see that young hand. Somebody else, preacher, I need to be saved, and I admit it by lifting my hand. We're not going to embarrass you a point yet, but we'll pray for you. Amen. Now to you that are saved, I ask you the question, will you be a living sacrifice? Will you be what God wants you to be? And you let that preach, that's my heart. I want to be what God wants. Amen. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Folk are moving toward the altar. Will you Will you make that move today? From the young to the old here today, every day of our life, we need to present ourselves as a living sacrifice. Mm-hmm.